Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 100, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
It's the season finale of our 100th season. This is a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially, off the top, fuck Coke Industries!
Fuck.
And fuck Fox News. It's Friday, September 20th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack gon' give it to you. Fuck waiting for you to get the news on your own. Jack gon' deliver it to you. Knock, knock. Open up your ears. It's real with a nonstop pop-pop and takes hard as steel. That is courtesy of Ross and Andy in the morning. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Look at this Nickelback. Every time I do, it takes me back to those days in Tuscany. Did even care about my ED.
Thank you for Super Bazooper.
Just a little couplet.
But at Johnny Pompeii.
Perfect.
Oh,
well,
I saw some other ones that shook me to my core. And, you know, thematically, let's just I don't want to even put handcuffs on everyone's creativity. Just, you know, whatever it is. These Limp Bizkit ones I'm seeing are fire. There's another one I'm going to have to do soon.
Jesus
Just whatever
Christ.
You want.
We're going to stay in this range for
I don't know. I'm just saying.
More.
No, what I'm saying
Didn't
is
somebody
there
suggest
are no
Radiohead?
Rules.
Let's do Radiohead.
Okay, we can
Let's
do Radiohead
do, like,
too.
Good music.
Okay, look, Radiohead will be prioritized, but there's no promises because
right.
Sometimes someone, first of all, I'm just going to say it off top. The person who hit me with that SWV one, you better believe I'm singing the shit out of that. Just not yet.
Right.
So,
need a little more vocal warm up.
Actually, also from Ross and Andy in the morning now.
Oh, shit.
Preemptive credit of a future AK has never happened. I've never been so excited upon looking at my timeline.
Well, shit. We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Tamara Yehia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you? Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
We're thrilled to have you. I'm a big fan of your Twitter.
You are?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Huge fan.
Oh, we follow each other. Right?
Oh, really?
Do we?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I follow you.
I follow you too.
You follow
me? Well,
okay.
Right.
Well, good to know.
Hey, look
Do
at that.
Do you follow me?
Yeah. And then
I
we
don't
ran.
Know. Probably.
Okay. This is over. Oh, what did I say? Anna, only guests that follow me.
And then we ended up on the same email recently, and I was like, holy shit.
It's the person from Twitter.
It's the person.
With the amazing jokes.
Oh, my God.
And the Estudiantes fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Estudiantes de la Plata.
Yeah, thank you. Shout
shit.
Out to,
listen to that.
All the Argentine soccer fans out there.
Pronunciation.
Yes, I'm from Argentina.
Yeah. 15, you moved up here when you were 15?
I was 15, although I may have been saying that I was 15 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I lost count. I was
of your age?
I lost count of how many years. At one point, I just kept saying 15,
15
but it's
right.
been like 10 years.
Yeah.
I moved here when I was like 12 to 15.
Okay.
It was middle school.
There
it's
you
okay.
go.
Look, we don't have to use details, you know what I mean? Because you might be into some spycraft or something. We don't even know if that's your name, you know?
My name is Spycraft.
Okay, good.
Spycraft.
Welcome, Spycraft, to the show.
And how was that transition for you?
A nightmare.
Yeah.
It was, I started my period the day after I moved to the States.
That's and a big, so, lot of changes.
Yeah, I had no friends. I had zits. I had, my parents were poor.
Right.
And I was the immigrant that started her period.
The immigrant
became
that started
an American
her
woman on day one.
That's one of my favorite children's books, actually. The immigrant that started her period.
I'm writing it down. I'm actually writing a book right now, and I seriously will consider
that. Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you. Good.
All right. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about today, such as Justin Trudeau, who can't stop doing blackface. Cannot
can't
stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Could or couldn't. He had a problem at a certain point in his life where he could not stop himself from doing blackface, brownface, whatever. He liked doing that. He thought it was
big Harry Belafonte fan.
We're going to talk about this Trump whistleblower story, what we know, what we're waiting to find out at this moment, which is yesterday for those listening. We're going to talk about Border Patrol agents who are feeling sad and down in the dumps. We're going to talk about Instagram and actually doing something, I don't know, kind of good for people, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Trader Joe's are doing the opposite and releasing a pumpkin spice latte face mask. We're going to talk about the Navy. They have basically done a villain monologue and admitted those UFO videos are real.
Oh.
But you were never supposed to see them, which is a weird thing to drop in. Be like, but they never should have gotten out.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Area 51 raid. All sorts of shit today. But first, Tam, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I'll tell you the last thing I searched, which is revealing. What is borscht? Borscht?
Borscht.
Oh, yeah.
Borscht.
Well, and what is it?
Yeah, I want to know the answer to that.
I just know it as a soup.
It
in
is.
My mind, that's the extent of what I know borscht to be.
Yeah, it's a beet soup.
Oh, that's right. And you
sounds
use sour cream, right? And you have like a dollop of creme in there or something?
I don't remember that part, but I think you're right by the picture. Because I remember being like, it's not red enough
right.
to look like beets.
And it's delicious? Right. Did you have it?
I've never had it.
What sparked the borscht inquiry?
I was writing a parody Russian language tutorial.
Ah.
And I needed the host to be holding something Russian. So she's holding a borscht and a borscht and a Russian
borscht.
Flag.
I thought it was just a nickname for abortions.
Oh,
borscht.
My.
No, just sorry. Shorthand, the most flippant version.
Got a borscht. Another borscht.
Oh, boy. They call him a Bobo. We're in the valley.
The borscht belt was a thing, right? That's where I have most often heard that.
I feel like it'd be cool if there was a bootleg Porsche that was called Porsche.
That would be like a Simpsons joke because right. There was that one car that Homer is buying where it's like, oh, the country that this is from doesn't exist anymore. Put it in H. He's like trying to shift it. This is the Porsche.
Oh, my God.
The Porsche 411.
Are there bootleg cars in the world?
Oh, yeah. I know in China there are cars that are straight ripoffs of like other cars in the U.S. that aren't like widely made, but
right.
completely just taking the design and like intellectual property stuff and like here's a thing that looks like a Mustang or a Mercedes.
Oh my God, the Lord Locust or some shit.
The Lord Locust.
Oh my god.
The yeah. Lord kissed.
That would actually just be a great like Instagram account, just bootleg cars in like other countries, because and some of the cars in like the former Soviet Union, like I feel like I've seen pictures of them that are like made on a farm somewhere with like loose parts from like other machinery.
And here's a Lincoln's navigation.
Right. It's a horse pulling some.
Have you ever been in a cardiac escapade? Rappers are driving those.
What is something you think is overrated?
Cocaine.
Okay.
I did some last weekend.
Okay.
It was a miserable time.
First time, long time?
First time, long time.
First time, long time. I hadn't done it in a while, actually. And I just realized when I did it, the only thing I like about it is finding it. You know?
You're like, oh, sick, cocaine.
Oh, tight. Oh, no. How did it get here? How much blood was spilled on its way to my brain?
Yeah. I'm just going to start collecting cocaine. Never doing it.
I'm a collector. Yeah, like somebody
it's
who
more
like,
about
collects
the high.
Old
the high.
Like,
yeah.
soda bottles and shit.
Disgusting.
This is some 80s cocaine from Miami.
Oh, wow. Do you do it? No, God, no. You'll be up all night.
Of course not.
You'll be up all night.
I don't even drink caffeine, man. Like, I'd never.
If I have to write a show Bible for someone's sitcom they thought up of on the spot again, it's not going to work.
Right. Shit.
Depressing.
That's, yeah. I also wasn't a fan when I did it. It just seemed like extra strong caffeine to me.
Yeah.
Whereas other stimulants I've enjoyed more.
Just trip, man. It's all about the trips, dude. You
all
know what I mean?
Trip?
Trip. No, not the drip that would numb your throat and then you're gagging in front of a group of people and you're like, oh, I can't swallow.
So you're like hallucinogenic.
I like to go, I prefer to expand the outer reaches of my mind, yes.
Oh, I've shit.
At least I found the most growth out of those versus, again, you do like uppers. And you are talking about literally a bar that you want, a sports bar you want to make. I keep saying this example a lot because legitimately I thought of a bar with my friends because we didn't like bars in LA that you had to use like a password to get into, but it's based on trivia that would be shared common ground with the people at the bar.
You already sound like you're on cocaine.
Yeah, I know.
Just
but this is how, exactly, that's what I think. But the amount of thought, it's like.
You can't describe it without doing a run-on sentence.
Yeah, no way.
So such unattractive.
Yeah, versus like being like, you know, taking mushrooms and being like, I should respect my mom more.
Oh my God.
You know, like, and like that's
totally.
More of a vibe, more growth.
The
know?
Number one like insight I've had on mushrooms is like people I should be nicer to.
Yeah.
And then I was nicer to them.
Yeah.
Like after.
Well, I think
I
that's why we're seeing
anymore.
That whole wave of, you know, psychedelics as a form of treatment. And, you know, they're slowly letting the break off of that. But
yeah.
Yeah. The last time I took shrooms, I took too much and I did it with a couple that was. Getting a divorce.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a
was that a
psychological experiment?
Yeah.
I've never felt more terrible. And we were camping, we couldn't get the fire lit, and they were just wanted to have a therapy session.
I'm so sorry.
They're like, Tam, can you facilitate this?
They asked me.
Can you facilitate this? Can you just create the space for us to do this right now?
And at first I said yes, because I was like, oh,
sure.
I love therapy. I love to talk. Yeah. And then it was like suddenly I was like a cadaver. Like I could see like dead veins. I don't know.
Your body started to necrotize all over.
Yeah,
that's an actual disorder some people have like mentally is that they start to believe that they're dead. And it's like very like persistent. They'll like believe they're dead and rotting for like years.
Yet they're in a state of animated state?
Yeah, but their brain keeps telling them they're dead. It's very, I wish I knew the name, but I just retain random snippets of information.
I love that. I felt like I was dead for like a few minutes when I was hungover.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
But that's
for sure.
I just like, you know, you saying that you taking too many shrooms and then being around a couple who was in the middle of a divorce reminds me of my friend in high school. The first time he did he did acid, but one day he did a lot of acid and he was probably shouldn't have gone home, but he had to get home to do something. And when he got home, his mom had his progress report where he had all D's and F's, and he came in fucking frying. He was like, fucked. And she just goes, hi, your progress reports here that you've been hiding from me, and we need to talk. And he just passed out. And he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God. Like, overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah, because it was just too... It was literally like a nightmare scenario. You're, like, on acid, and the thing you would probably not want is a confrontation in high school being like, you've been lying about your grades.
That was actually nice of his brain to just, like...
Shut out.
Shut down.
Yeah, he right just then. Basically went to, like, just... nonverbal and was like, what's going on?
Right.
What did you do?
There's so many times when I've been like too high and I wish I could just like pass out. But,
right.
Like you can't. No. You're just like, God, let's everybody
start
hates
pretending.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Was that you? And then you're like, I'm dead. I'm
right.
Dead. I'm rotting. I'm rotting. I'm rotting inside.
Well, no, because I had to make sure that I was doing the right thing with my hands the whole time so that nobody noticed how high I was. Normal. Now I love weed.
I mean, look at my hands, dude. I'm having a great time.
We're having fun.
You've bitten your nails down to the cuticles.
I feel fucked up right now.
Oh, no. What is something you think is underrated?
Bidets.
Bidets.
Wow. Yeah, yes. We have them in Argentina. Everyone has them. Everyone. And you can wash your butt after you take a dump, or you can wash your pussy or your balls or your penis. Yeah. Do men wash their penises? Yeah, they do, right?
I like to hose my entire penis and testicles off after urinating.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's
but I actually can't do it in our bathroom because we don't have a hose. I go around to the alley. There's a hose, this spigot I just use.
God.
But no, I don't. I've to be real, no, not after you're pee-peeing.
Yeah.
When I'm bathing, yes, much attention is paid to the genital area.
Right. Right. That's the stupidest question.
Right.
But
of course you wash.
I do love a bidet because being half Japanese in Japan too, like a lot of the toilets have the built-in bidet, and my goodness, the level of cleanliness.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, I think it's half giving me an enema.
Right.
And I was like, we got to get the angles right.
Yeah.
Hit your angles.
Right.
And then you're very clean.
Yeah, it's wild. Women masturbate on those, too.
Makes sense.
If you have the one shooting straight up.
Straight up. Straight up.
Travis Scott. We're just walking around with skid marks on our asses.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The big thing, too, for men, wax your asshole.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend's wife, who is a waxing person. And he had his asshole waxed, and he was like, yo, she waxed my asshole. And I was like, what's good? He was like, my asshole's never been cleaner.
Right.
And it was like the first thing he said is like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's different because men's, I mean, this is a rat's nest.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners. It's a rat's nest.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, this is gross, but I washed my husband's butthole the other day.
Is he okay health-wise?
Oh, yeah. We just were taking a shower together and we're
just
very
sure he wasn't bedridden.
You guys are
very open.
But I told him, you should get a wax. It doesn't hurt, right?
I've never had it.
It wasn't my friend,
but he said it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The vagina hurts a lot.
It's
like
imagine.
Daggers. But the butt, I don't know why. The skin is thicker.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, whatever we got to do to take down this thicket.
Seriously.
Take it.
I have thought often, ever since you brought that up for the first time, I'm like,
yeah,
when I
still
a waxing
think about
place,
it.
I now start noticing waxing places.
I think I should just be like like my partner, Her Majesty, please come in here really quick. I need your help.
Oh, man.
Just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You're probably at home asshole waxing, probably not a good idea.
Yeah,
probably have
no.
a professional do it because I feel like that could lead to injury.
At least the first couple times.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even I bet even if you are a seasoned waxer, you're probably like, I would never do that to myself.
Right.
No, don't do it. I know I've heard horror stories.
Oh, of people self waxing?
Like stitches having to.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Stitches.
Wow.
The skin tears, you guys.
Oh,
ripping
fuck.
And a tearing. Ripping that's and a tearing.
Sorry, everyone's
bad.
Like
no,
cringing.
Look, no, it's good that people know up top what the show, you know, what our vibe is right now.
Right.
And we're not afraid. Nothing is off topic right now.
No.
Great.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
I mean, this kind of ties back to the last story, but I think that farting around your significant other doesn't kill the mood.
Okay.
Not that we're going to do it while we're having sex, but I think it's very tender,
mm-hmm.
and
uh-huh.
it just makes me love him more.
It's intimate.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
His farts make you love him more?
Yeah, and the other day, well... If they're super stinky, no. But
sure.
if they're just
right.
like sound farts, like those are so cute.
Right. Sound farts can be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
They're
I love
the best.
I mean, it's God's gift to us as humans.
Yes.
I think your husband has good smelling farts, though, is
he
my guess.
He does.
Yeah.
I
is he
don't.
Vegan?
He's not. Mm. He eats like shit, but he's never had like a cavity in his life or like any
illness.
He doesn't
Is that you,
smell.
Jack? You just raised
never
your
had
hand.
A cavity.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at you, that Biden smile.
And like I've lived with my wife for many years now, and she has cavities, and she
has
does
all
a
fake
better.
Teeth.
She does a better job of like taking care of her teeth
it's
than I
show,
do.
Yeah.
It's just purely
luck
like,
of the genetic draw.
Yeah, luck of the draw.
That
yeah.
sucks. My teeth are a disaster.
Yeah.
And I take such good care of them. I mean, they don't
look
okay.
I know.
But
I'm looking at your teeth. You're like,
very healthy.
They look great, but
look
just
great.
The front three, all back here.
Back here.
They're all rotten.
It's a nightmare scenario. Right. They're all soft.
Yeah.
If you I have a really soft teeth.
Yeah.
They're like gushers.
Ew.
But
I'm
not
sorry.
Soft teeth.
I know, just the idea of like
gushers.
Like a soft shell crab is the consistency
right.
of your like your molars. Like, isn't that a nightmare word. People have?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Soft is it soft
teeth
or your
teeth
fall out?
Out? Both. Yeah.
I've had both.
Yeah. I've had the soft teeth where they're like mealy and kind of like in your
Damn.
Mouth.
My dream's always my hair grew back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, a good dream.
Yeah,
right?
But then I'm like, yo, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to tell everybody. Like, I'm like, yo, this shit is lit.
How am I going to tell everybody that I'm not going to be friends with them anymore? Because
yeah,
like, I'm so much
I was only with y'all because I was bald and insecure. Now I got my hair back. Time for some new friends. What's up, Jerry Ferrara from Entourage? You want to hang? That would be my Miles with new head of hair confidence.
What did your hair look like? Were they like Goldilocks? Like?
No, it was always like, it was weird. I would have the hair of like a soccer player that I liked. Because I'm half black, so this shit was like wavy. I would never have straight like Euro hair.
I would love to see a Photoshop of Miles with just flowing blonde locks.
Okay, look, if someone wants to do a legit Photoshop, put Marco Royce, who plays for Dortmund, put Marco Royce's blonde hair on me.
Hell yeah.
But color it black so it looks more realistic because I don't want to look like some, SoundCloud rapper.
Right. All right. Well, sort of on that topic, let's talk about Justin Trudeau, who who can't stop wanting to see himself in blackface and brownface. And
he got hit three times
three
in a
times
row.
In 12 hours.
It was 12 hours?
Like, boom,
that was
boom,
all?
Boom, boom. Yeah.
You know, they I had didn't that shit know. Loaded. I thought it was before that he had them spread out.
What do you mean? Oh, that people
Right, but this
had
was
found
the
them?
Three times happened in the span of 12 hours.
Just people
no.
found out.
Three images emerged within 12 hours.
Okay, great.
He's like,
he did it three separate times.
That's what I thought.
He's like, hey, hello, my darling. Hold on, man. I got to do my mammy bit next up at the fucking Chamber of Commerce.
No, it's just three separate occasions from his past, but it all just came out all at once. So, I mean, I'm assuming these aren't the only three examples. Right.
I mean, look. when you consider the dedication to these outfits, he he didn't half-ass the blackface.
So first there was a yearbook photo. Again, these yearbook photos coming back on these.
I keep telling these kids, don't pose in the yearbooks.
Liberal politicians. Yeah. It's an Arabian Nights themed event, and he is in brownface with like a turban. And getting like kind of handsy with the woman he's posing with, like has his hands
around
her neck kind of in a weird way. But there's two pictures from that. One with some women. He was a teacher at a private school. This is like, what did they say? Like 18 years ago?
Yeah, it was in 2001.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not like it was like
it's
in
different
the
than like these
50s.
Old
yeah.
Republicans who are like, hey man, it was the 80s, man. Michael Jackson was big. It's like fam.
Yeah. Ooh, no, he's still doing it in 2001. And there's pictures of him with like other, I think, teachers that look like they're of, Middle Eastern descent. And they are like, I can't imagine they think it's as funny and cool as he does.
Probably not.
Yeah. Then there's a picture of him doing Deo and blackface in high school. And then
oh my, that is terrifying.
Yeah. And then there's a third image where this is a video and it's very grainy, undated. They don't know when it's from, but he is in black everything. Like his
all
arms.
Black everything.
Yeah, all black everything. His arms and legs.
It looks, to be honest, like a Christopher Lilley character.
Yeah. It's
the photo I saw, I was like, is this Christopher Lilley?
It's just
doing
a lot of dedication.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I know that there is an election in about 5 weeks. So that is going to be interesting. I know there's a lot of people who want him to resign. The one positive I'll give Justin Trudeau is when they asked him if this was racist, he was like, yeah, it's racist.
Right.
Right.
Oh, thank God. But
right.
I don't know about all this other shit, bro. I guess I didn't know.
I didn't know at the time, but it is racist. So,
yeah.
Well.
It's look, I don't, it's hard. So. It's a part of me wants to be like, yeah, man, fucking figure, just get somebody else in there. But I don't know. I don't know the politics of Canada well enough.
I
know
either.
Progressives do not really love him that much because he talks a good game and doesn't quite back it up.
Mm.
And his record with Indigenous people isn't the best.
Right.
So, but I know the conservative candidate, probably not much better.
Right.
Oh, come on. We don't know.
Oh, come on, man. He's trying to balance the budget. But yeah, I think that's where I'm trying to know what Canadians think. Do they feel that he's good, like in terms of a leader, he's stable enough that you can kind of forgive this? I don't know where you go from here. Because he's going to have to do a lot more than be like, yeah, that was racist. All right, let's keep moving.
Right.
Vote Trudeau
in
5 weeks.
I mean, there's so many great people in the world.
Yeah.
I sound like Trump now, but, but like, why are we having to deal with that?
Yeah.
Like, why is that the like best option?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. That was the stupidest thing I've ever said. But
no, that's a good point, though. I mean, it seems strange to me. There's so many white people who have never and would never do blackface, but like all these white liberal politicians keep getting called out for doing blackface.
It also just smacks of the kind of, like, this shows the kind of person he is. Like, you know, his father was the former prime minister.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, you're around powerful white people.
Yeah.
And
right.
you probably don't have you're like, I don't know what's offensive. I mean, we run shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's where I see, that's probably why a lot of his progressive things that he talks about falls short, because I don't think he's really built for that shit.
Right.
Because he's sort of like, well, you know, I know how to rule, quote unquote.
His center of gravity is still, you know, a bunch of rich people that he grew up with.
Right. Elect poor people.
I don't know if Trump is the one who dug this up. You know what I mean? Because we see how his wife and daughter look at Trudeau every time they're near him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would look out Justin to see if maybe Donald Trump has his fingers on this, but or probably the people you're running
that
against.
That is a story someone needs to write, is finding out whether Trudeau can still get it, like from Ivanka and Melania.
Just, yeah. Oh, Melania loves
down?
It. Melania,
yeah, Melania
loves it.
Definitely loves
Ivanka
it.
Ivanka loves it, but she can't tell anybody she loves it.
Right.
You know?
They had a threesome with him. Somebody told me.
God. Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
I made that up.
Breaking news.
Allegedly. Wink, wink. That would be Trump's
edit
nightmare.
Out the part where she said she made it up. That's crazy.
But Trump doesn't have sex with her anymore, right?
What are we defining as sex?
Any touching.
I don't know.
There
I
is.
I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't need to know, because I have enough real life horror in front of me.
Yeah, it's true.
There is a story from I think it's the 90s where he took a woman out to dinner and like paraded her around and then brought her back to his house. And I think it was a sex worker. And then he paid her and just went upstairs and watched TV.
Right.
Whoa.
He's just like a robot.
Like Ty
who
Cobb.
Is like, yeah, yeah.
Just like, paying people. Like, you tell them I was the best sex you ever had in your fucking life.
That's a great
gig,
though.
Did Ty Cobb do that?
I'm pretty sure there's a scene.
The presidential lawyer?
No. Tyrus Raymond Cobb.
Okay, got it.
Former hit king.
Yeah.
Who was upended by Pete Rose.
4,192 hits. I don't know any of those
names. It's fine. Yeah. 4,256 hits. Career hits. Pete Rose.
But Justin Trudeau should resign.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. What is the whew.
Just resign.
Does he have somebody waiting in the wings ready to
I don't know.
In?
See, and this is where our daily zeitgeist scope of interest or knowledge falls short.
No, this is a look into America's shared consciousness. Americans don't know shit about Canada.
Well, yeah, and so also, here's the other thing. If it's like America, America's not going to do shit about blackface either.
Right.
Right.
So probably he's going to get a pass.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess that's the thing. I have not followed their election at all. It's I'd imagine he is the candidate who would have to run, or they could put somebody more progressive up that would have a chance to win.
We'll get maybe we'll get JM, our Canadian writer, to catch us up on all this shit, and we'll report back
because
on Monday.
I know there's Canadian Zeitgang out there. You're screaming at your iPod right now.
Yeah.
Or whatever your Beats by Dre headphones.
One of our Canadian listeners tweeted at me and was just like, this is fucked. We're fucked.
Yeah.
could you imagine, you know, like if fucking 5 weeks before the election, like Bernie Sanders in blackface pictures came out? That would be not good.
Yeah.
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 Yikes.
For sure. And right. I guess that's the problem, though. We're an American, so we're so desensitized to so many awful things. I'm like, yeah, I know that's bad. Is it bad, though? I know it's bad.
Right.
I mean, I know it's bad. Everybody else know?
I mean, Biden is actually probably the more realistic, like, comparison
to have a
to Trudeau,
like that.
And also the more realistic person to have a picture like that.
And Biden is also out loud saying real dumb shit, though, too, between his chain knife fights and, you know, putting the record player on for babies as a form of remedying slavery.
Yes.
I was watching a video from elementary school. It was a talent show in Argentina, and a girl from first grade did a blackface dance.
But I think that's...
It was.
But, you know, I mean...
That's on her parents?
That's on her parents. I remember her mom doing, like, putting it on her. The thing is, Argentina's a super racist country.
Yeah, right.
Did a very good job of getting rid of all the indigenous people.
Yes.
So, like, that's why everyone looks very European.
Yes.
That's what the thing. It's weird because America, people get it because that legacy of slavery is just built into this country.
Right.
Some people acknowledge it, some don't.
Right.
But, you know, in other places, that's why, like, in Japan, I see it. Because they don't have, there's no history of African enslavement.
Right.
There's just, like, there's this more island nation mentality where it's like, ha, 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 we're othering these people.
Right.
And then Australia had happened. I remember that video clip where Harry Connick Jr. is doing a talent show and these dudes do a blackface Jackson 5 thing. And he was like a judge.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I got to tell y'all, man. I don't. If I knew that was gonna happen, I would not have agreed to be on here. And he's like, where I'm from, like Louisiana, like this has a whole different vibe. And just so you know, this is all wrong.
Yeah.
And then like the host is like so apologetic, but you see the blind spots where they happen.
They
but
don't
at the
know.
Same time, that's where people got to start fucking waking up and being like, yeah, we don't see. There's a whole dark fucking past attached to shit like this.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And so there's a story of brewing in Washington. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to describe what we know, I think, and you can confirm it, Miles. I think
I'll confirm it as confirm an insider with the intelligence community.
Right. So it's a whistleblower event. Someone in intelligence called out something like Trump had a phone call with a foreign leader where he promised that foreign leader something that this whistleblower thought was disturbing and urgent, requiring the attention of Congress.
Right.
We don't know who they were. We know that the next person in the chain of command, if there is a whistleblower within the executive branch who wants to blow a whistle that like Congress hears, is the inspector general.
The ICIG, the intelligence community inspector general.
Okay.
Yeah. So the way, you know, like in the White House, there are people who work for different intelligence agencies that work within the White House, but they are not necessarily employed by the White House.
Right.
They're just, that's their office they work out of, because that information needs to get to the cabinet very quickly or whatever. Then you have people who might be listening in on conversations, as Trump talks about. He's like, yeah, people are always listening, and they're transcribing stuff. And then sometimes those notes are circulated. So right. It could have been something from something someone saw, overheard. We don't know quite what happened. But what we do know is that it's clearly an intelligence person, because they went to their IG to do the whistleblowing.
Got it.
Nothing. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like nothing happens.
Right.
Right.
Like
so
what?
This is, well, so prepare to get even more frustrated. So the inspector general then has to look at this filed whistleblowing complaint.
And the inspector general is appointed by Trump. So
yes.
It is a Trump appointee.
Don't quote me on this, because I'm trying to think if the IG is actually not a political appointee, but it could be. So what the inspector general then does has to verify and look into what this complaint is. And then from there, the inspector general then had decided that, yes, this was a credible complaint, and it was also deemed urgent.
Whoa.
So then what's supposed to happen is then the inspector general would then go to the director of national intelligence, the DNI. That person is the DNI McGuire, who took over for Dan Coats. And so this DNI just went to the Department of Justice rather than going to Congress.
Right.
Once that whistleblower complaint is given to the DNI, they have 7 days to tell Congress, because the inspector general said, yeah, this is worth looking into. And they have to say, hi, we have a problem here.
Right.
This motherfucker says, I'm going to go to Bill Barr,
at
the Department of Justice and be like, what do we do? The answer is, don't fucking tell us. Shut the fuck
what
up.
What a schmuck.
Yeah. So now we're at a point where we are trying to decide what this information is, what exactly happened, because I think for some people, it could be, for one, when they look at the time period in which this complaint was filed, it's very possible it has to do with a phone call dealing with Vladimir Putin, who was one of the leader who is on the record having a phone call with the president.
They've narrowed it down to like five different foreign leaders.
And it could be and it could be other people who might not have been on the record, because the president takes a lot of phone calls, but it probably has something to do with that, because these intelligence people wouldn't be filing a complaint unless they said, I just saw something that is actually could mean really bad things for the intelligence community, our national security, or the way in which we collect intelligence. Mm. So it's not like some, I think Trump fucking sucks, dude.
Right.
I'm blowing the whistle like too short.
Right.
No, you're fucking, you saw some shit that you really felt I need to stand up and be counted and do something. So what a couple of journalists, again, and they're very clear, we don't know what the connections are, we don't know who he spoke with, but there is a sort of an interesting chronology that happens, In July 28th, Trump is, that's when he announced that Dan Coats, who was the former DNI, was going to leave on August 15th. Mm. Then July 31st, Trump had a phone call with Vladimir Putin, and the White House only acknowledged the phone call until the Kremlin, which they did, they're like, oh, you know, yeah, Putin and Trump had a phone call. And the press,
and the White
like,
House was like, yep, yeah.
They're like, oh, you didn't want to.
Did we not tell you about that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, that's true. Right. Okay. Then August 8th, Trump announces that Sue Gordon, who was Dan Coats' deputy, who would have, in normal situations, taken over as DNI, that she would be resigning and leaving her job as well on the 15th. On the 12th, 3 days before Coats is supposed to leave, is when the whistleblower files the complaint with the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community. Then the 15th, Dan Coats leaves. And then August 20th, Trump calls for Russia to be allowed to join the G7.
Holy shit.
And then on August 26th, the Inspector General submits the whistleblower complaint to the DNI, the acting DNI, McGuire, and that's when he goes to Bill Barr. Right. Then September 9th, because nothing happened, the Inspector General informed Congress, he's like, just so you know, there's a whistleblower complaint,
yeah,
but that I believe met the legal threshold of urgent concern, but I'm not going to tell you what it is,
right?
But just so you know, that's what's happening. And then on September 10th, Adam Schiff asked for the complaint, and then he was like, the DNI is like, no, I'm not going to do it. And now we're at this weird crossroads. I know the Inspector General, I think, was speaking with the House Intelligence Committee recently. I don't know what came of that, but it's very dark.
And the DNI is going to, McGuire's going to testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee next week, right?
I think so.
These things just keep happening, and it's always the same. It's like everything fits like puzzle pieces. It's so obvious. And then someone testifies, and then a week later, people forget.
Yeah. Right. It's weird because in our system of checks and balances, some of these checks ain't working and there is no balance either.
Right.
So like, just like with Corey Lewandowski,
right,
going in front of the committee to talk about his, you know, his interactions with the president or whatever, he was up there claiming executive privilege when it doesn't apply to him.
Yeah. Right. That was infuriating.
And it's the equivalent of us going up there and be like, I'm sorry, Jerry Nadler, I can't testify to the contents of my pocket because of Zeitgang privilege.
Right. Yeah.
I'm exercising. They're like, what the fuck is that? And because they don't have the power to be like, I'm going to throw your ass in jail right now, and there's all these processes, it's hard to compel people to be honest unless they're straight up like in a courtroom setting, which is why Corin Lewandowski was like, I have no obligation to be honest with the media. So I lie on TV, and yes, if I'm facing perjury or something or making false statements, then I'll tell the truth.
Yeah,
maybe.
But then again, didn't he say something like for the Mueller report, and then he said the opposite?
Yeah.
So even if they are testifying under, well, I don't know if the Mueller report.
He was caught. Basically, one of the people who was questioning him during that hearing was an attorney who basically juxtaposed his public statements on TV with what is in the Mueller report.
Right.
And he said, so, well, based on this, what you said on TV, were you lying to Mueller or were you lying to TV? And he's like, I did not lie to Robert Mueller. So he's like, so then you were lying on national TV and your public statements. Right. And he was like, well, I don't know.
He was like, well, yeah. He was like, I gave the wrong information, but everyone in the news does.
Yeah. And he was like, why should I be honest with them? They're not honest with the people.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Fake news. That's it.
Right. And then CNN was like, hey, come over right after you said that out loud and we'll let you also spin the fucking story even more.
Right.
Well, one of the most trustworthy news sources, Trump's Twitter feed, during this, he came out and said, come on, me? I'd never be stupid enough to say something on the record that could get me in trouble. That's ridiculous, essentially, which is the thing that he's most known for, is saying the quiet part out loud.
Trump?
Trump just constantly, I mean, he told Lester Holt that he fired Comey because of the Russia investigation.
Right. And then even told, I think it was, who was it? Not Andrea Mitchell, Leslie Stahl, when he was like, I lie because, he's like, yeah, I lie. He's like, because then you guys, it makes you guys all fucking wild and I can just keep it moving because it causes so much chaos. There is a clip, though, of like, which is a perfect example of Trump just spilling his guts when he was at the border wall talking about his new wall. Although, again, let's be clear, there's no new wall. They're just repairing shit. Where he was saying, like, you know, we're going to have all kinds of new technology in this wall. It's going to be very difficult to cross. There's going to be sensors that people are going to be watching. And he gestures to a Customs and Border Patrol official next to him and goes, did you want to talk about that? And he goes, I don't think we should actually be discussing this.
Oh, my God.
And then Trump was like, oh. He's like, okay, I like that. But I was actually impressed that someone was like, had realized what the chain of command was, or at least like, I'm told not to fucking talk about any of this shit. Right. Cause they're like, we don't need to give away the security measures in defense if we're really trying to keep people out who are like smuggling drugs or whatever, right. Not people who are fleeing violence. But you know, the thing about him is he's like one of those dudes who loves to brag about some info they have, some hot gossip. And that's how he treats like intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
absolutely
has people's lives at stake. And when you read about the dude who had to get extracted from Montenegro for like getting really close to Putin and him just casually shooting off at the mouth about shit.
Right.
It's like he doesn't realize how this shit works. It's not like, you know, it's fun and games collecting all this intelligence.
Right.
Guys, Trump sucks.
Oh, whoa.
Well,
no, I've never.
Listeners, hold on.
Come on.
Those are the sentiments of our guest.
Right.
And you know us, we say fuck Trump.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fuck Trump.
Let's talk about Border Patrol agents because they feel like they're getting a bad rap. They're just down in the dumps.
They're down in the dumps. And the New York Times did a story. They interviewed 25 current and former Customs and Border Patrol agents. It's a very New York Timesy kind of piece where like they're giving humanity to people who are being inhumane.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, the thing that did make me sort of like think twice was like, you know, when you think about like, why are people, you know, why would even someone who is Hispanic or something like join up with the Border Patrol considering what's going on? And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you could have just a high school degree and you can enter the middle class pretty quickly with a Border Patrol job. And that's the thing. It's like you can make 55 grand or something without a college degree. And then if you're really good, within 4 years, you could be doubling your salary.
Right.
So that's like a very – and I get it. People have bills.
Yeah.
And then that's where it starts getting dark though, because you're starting to see people. I think there are people who probably do feel bad but are probably financially against their backs are against the wall. So it's kind of tough to be like, how the fuck am I going to pivot careers right now? Yeah. I only know do one thing. I have bills. Like, sorry, I'm having to like – nurse children and shit or like ignore the screams of children. But then they're also very much a contingent that's very significant within this agency that are full on Trump supporters. And they're like, we're doing the Lord's work.
Right.
That's what I sat next to an ICE agent who was like a civilian. She wasn't like working, but I sat next to her on the plane and we got to talking and we were like having a glass of wine together. And she told me, and I was like, oh my God. And I looked at her and she was like, had like tattoos of like mandalas.
Wow.
And like she was
sacred geometry.
Doing reading about meditation. And she was like, listen, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm not proud, but this is how I earn my living. And I kind of can't pivot right now. And she said, the only thing that makes me different from the rest of them, I mean, I wanted to punch her the entire time, to be honest with you, but she was like, my coworkers are assholes to the people they deport. She was like, I'm really nice to them.
Kindness.
I was like, bitch.
The effect is still the same. If you're telling somebody, hey, we're about to deport you.
And we're going to split up your family
and
now.
And pull you the fuck up out of your house. I don't care if you're smiling. Because if you're not saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to let you. Let's keep this between us. You do your thing. That's not what's happening.
Right.
But I guess that's the kind of rationalization these people have to make to sort of sit with it. And the thing that they say is right now, the overall picture right now at the agency is that it's just in a political and operational disaster. Like, it's all fucking chaos. The people have been overwhelmed since the beginning of the year. And a lot of agents, they say, quote, have grown defensive, insular, and bitter. The president of the agents union said he had received death threats. An agent in South Texas said some colleagues he knew were looking for other federal law enforcement jobs. One agent in El Paso told a retired agent he was so disgusted by scandals in which the Border Patrol has been accused of neglecting and mistreating migrants that he wanted the motto emblazoned on its green and white vehicles, honor first, scratched off. But, you know, I know it's easy for people to be like, then get a new job.
Right.
I know how difficult it is to get another job.
Totally.
But
nobody's ever asked me to, like, based on my political beliefs, like, change, just quit my job. And that's got to be fucking tough.
But
doing something, making like, people around you at work uncomfortable by pointing out, like, that shit is wrong and, you know, that you don't need to quit, but you can, like, I'm sure the New York Times would love to hear from people who are Border Patrol agents who are like, this shit is fucking terrible.
Right.
Which
like,
is,
it, look,
that's
I,
the
I
piece
still
that
work
they
there.
Need to have.
Right. I still work there, and here is, like, how this is fucking everything up, and I support anything but this administration because they're treating human beings like, you know, shit.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that was in it was just very interesting. A lot of the people were claiming that, you know, that Facebook group that had all the heinous shit in it was, you know, it's a small minority within the group. It's like, I don't think so.
Right.
But again, most of the people are saying it's terrible. It's difficult. People hate us. I didn't realize how much people hate us. It's difficult. My wife goes to work. She gets told a bunch of shit. My kids go to school. They get told a bunch of shit. I come home. My children and wife tell me all the shit people were telling them on top of the shit I'm being screamed at me. And the only peace I have is when my eyes are closed and I'm unconscious.
Yikes.
Damn.
And it's so like, that's bleak.
That
and
is
then
bleak.
That's where I'm like, is there a way to humanely be able to offer people an alternative? Because I understand at the end of the day, this is sort of the cycle we're in. You become dependent on your paycheck to live and you have other bills. And if you are not serving whatever your larger master is, then you might as well wither away and die.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah. I mean, this is completely different, but my parents drive food trucks and they've been doing that since we moved to the US because they got to work, you know, and we came with no money. And now they're in their mid 60s and this is like a physical job. They're like lifting like boxes and driving starting like 4 a.m. and they can't quit or they can't pivot.
Right. Yeah. Because again, yeah. And also when you think about what the wages are, it's not enough to do that. It's not enough to be able to retire. It's only enough to, it's basically like breathing.
Right.
The second you stop, you're fucked.
Yeah. Right. And my dad's an architect.
Yeah.
So like he just didn't have time to like learn. He learned everything by hand, you know? So like he'd have to go to school, learn AutoCAD, all that shit. And there's no time.
Yeah.
And now he's 60.
Yeah.
So completely different from an ICE agent, but that's the situation.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I think that's why it's even more important to even consider like why there's that situation is part of a bigger issue about wage stagnation and the ability of people to be able to pay their bills and things and not have to be like, well, I don't know what else you're going to do.
Right.
Because you got to keep doing it because the second you don't, it's game over.
Right.
This will blow your mind. I met a guy the other day at a party who came here illegally and he's a Trump supporter and he can't even vote.
Right.
But he is like obsessed with Trump. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right.
It's more like the join the people that hate
you
mentality.
Right. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's like internalized shit.
Well, yeah, it's exact same thing. I would rather be with these people being like, I'm their token.
Yeah.
And they'll pat my back and pet my hair and say, good boy.
Right.
Or I can be one of the think for yourselfers on the other side.
Right.
And I'd rather not have that energy, so I'll set aside my own humanity for the comfort of not being othered by this very hateful group. Right. It's fucked up, man. The other thing that was in there too was this how awful the culture of abuse against women is like within the agency too with like their employees, because it's this self-reliant, just all men. They're in the fucking desert with no dash cams, body cams.
Yeah.
One of the agents. Only 5% of the agents are women, and some that were interviewed were like, I love it, and my male colleagues are great. Others were saying it's a demeaning place to work. You're assaulted by coworkers. One woman in their written statement described being forced to perform oral sex on fellow agents.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Like all this other shit, and it was just saying, I never, ever met a female agent that was not targeted by the male agents.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, the whole thing sounds like a fucking hellscape.
Do we know how much they make?
They start at 55. I know, like, you can start at around 55,000.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
That's,
And you're living in a border town. Yeah. Your bills are low. That's fucking,
that's a lot of money for being,
Yeah. And that's, like, what's awful, too. It's, like, though this system is also set up, too, where you can make people do evil.
Because,
like, well, what you going to do?
Right.
You going to leave? What, and do spin a sign for a new fucking pizza shop?
Yeah.
Or a new IRS tax preparation service while you're wearing a fucking Statue of Liberty outfit?
Oh my God, I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bad system. We make people work themselves to death and, you know.
And And you think of all the things, that they go to, your healthcare, your housing. That's why you need candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren who are saying healthcare is a right. Housing is a right.
Right.
Not a fucking... Can you afford it? If not, peace out.
Right.
And I think that's what, and because we have that attitude towards things that we should believe as being basic human rights, that creates a system where now you have to be stuck doing this thing just to fucking live.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, I feel really torn up about this whole piece because on one hand, I can empathize with the idea of being locked financially in a situation. Yeah. And then it must kill you to do that. If I look at it as a human, I would rather choose to believe that every person is just some Gestapo nightmare fucking racist.
Yeah.
But, you know, fair play to the New York Times for humanizing a group of people who I normally wouldn't want to give the time of day to. But it's true. Not, you know, it's difficult.
Right. I'm glad the piece came out. Like, yeah, it's good to read that.
Yeah, it'll very much at least give you an idea of how fucking terrible it is. And the other thing they said, too, is because they were working on the border, even in the Obama administration, they knew the crisis was going to get worse. It was going to become a crisis.
Right.
And they were like, we are understaffed here. We don't have enough money. It's like, we got people coming in, and we literally the only place we can put them is somewhere, you know, whatever. But again, that's up to the leadership at the highest levels of the agency to sort out, rather than all of this falling on the people who, prior to these policies, mostly, although they were rounding people up, were like, I did it to, like, catch drugs. Like, I used to want to see drug smuggling, and now I'm more of, like, a caretaker.
Yeah.
And I'm ill-equipped.
This lady also said, the ICE agent plane person said, well, the Obama times were just as bad.
I mean, yeah, he deported a fuck ton of people, too.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, that's why I'm like, the whole agency itself is a problem.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about pumpkin spice latte face masks.
Oh, my God.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and Trader Joe's has released a pumpkin spice face mask.
Don't come on. Let's give it the full respect. A biocellulose face mask.
My bad.
Seasonally spiced with scents from clove leaf, orange peel, and ginger root oils, this gel-like biocellulose mask is set to soothe and moisturize your pretty parched visage. Mm. With ingredients like aloe, pumpkin seed, and turmeric root extracts, colloidal gold, and hydrolyzed silk protein.
That feels like it would burn my face.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like be turn into like a sticky syrup.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pumpkin spice is mostly sugar as far as like yeah. any that I've experienced.
Yeah.
I don't get a turmeric note. When I have the pumpkin spice.
Can you imagine yeah. putting it on the turmeric just fucking turns your face yellow?
Yeah. You're
like,
oh my
God, you have jaundice?
Oh my God, you're like screwed for like a week.
The thing I think about with all those flavors, it reminds me of the paper at the bottom of a cupcake when I was a kid. I feel like I'm going to take the mask off and just chew on it a little bit. Just
right.
See if there's any flavor in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's really like, if they're really riding that wave of pumpkin spice, it's going to have to fucking
for
smell
sure.
right.
Yes. I mean, I love eating things you're not supposed to eat, like chapstick or
great.
Soap. Not eating them, but taking a
little
nibble.
Bite. Yeah, just for the rush. Just just to test it out.
Yeah.
Right. Just to make sure it's actually not good tasting. But hey, maybe I'll take another bite.
Is there anything that you've been pleasantly surprised by?
Chapstick wasn't bad.
Which one, the cherry?
The like, what's the like basic chapstick brand?
I think it's called Chapstick.
Yeah. No, it's more like, it smells like cocoa a little bit.
Oh,
oh
it was
yeah,
very
yeah.
buttery.
Like Carmex?
That, no, it was like a buttery
ooh.
Taste, but I liked it.
I like where we're talking like it's a food show all of a sudden. Like,
yeah,
it was notes of butter.
But
did you
I
say like Carmex?
Carmex.
Carmex.
Oh. Carmex is a type of, okay.
Carmex is the gooey one.
Yeah, yeah, that comes in a tube.
Yeah, I used to have a boyfriend that wore a lot of Carmex, and it looked like he had really shiny lips all the
oh,
time.
Really?
It was very
was
unattractive.
Always like,
ugh.
Oh, yeah, because that's like the weird devil's feedback loop, right, with chapsticks. Like, is certain ones will sort of make your lips dependent on it, so you will constantly have to reapply it?
Yeah.
Did I not hear?
No,
so
no,
it
that's
dries
true.
Them.
Right?
Yeah, it dries them, essentially. It's like one of those medications that gives you a false dose of something that your body already produces. And so your body starts relying on the medication.
Oh, to kickstart that.
Yeah, so your lip stops producing the thing that the chapstick is providing. And
that
so you end
should
up,
be illegal.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about real problems.
Hey, bienvenidos to the Estados Unidos, because we're all about scamming motherfuckers out here.
Unidos.
You need those.
Right.
But yeah, I just, I've honestly, all I think about is I want to taste this face mask.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just a face mask, and you're putting an orange envelope and riding a profit wave.
Yeah.
It's only $3 a mask. I don't know what that rates, and I know you know about face masks. Is $3 a mask good? Is that low?
$2.99 is usually
that's like
that's
a Trader Joe's level.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Shit. Well, all
right.
Do you? We should just eat the pumpkins like they were like we're supposed
like
to.
God intended.
Yeah. I love pumpkin.
Yeah.
You do?
I love pumpkin. I do a puree at home. I put a little butter in it.
Like
how do
a
you,
like a bisque?
Like a bisque, but not quite as soupy. It's like you mash it with a fork.
Mm. Where do you get the pumpkin from? Like you buy a whole ass pumpkin?
Yeah.
See,
it's
in
a
my
pain
mind,
in the ass.
I never, in my mind, those pumpkins you see at the store for carving are for carving.
Right.
Right.
I don't think of people being like, I'm going to eat that. Take that home and eat that.
Yeah. My mother-in-law is Korean, and she, like, we had these pumpkins that were sitting out, like, around Halloween, and she was like, well, that's a waste of pumpkins.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
And, like, carved it up, cooked it, and, like, made pumpkin soup that, like, filled our entire, like, fucking freezer for the
it's
next two
good.
Months.
There you go.
It was really fucking good.
Yeah, we eat in Japan kabocha, but that's more squash technically, but we call that pumpkin.
Like a butternut squash?
Yeah, it's very, it's delicious.
Yeah, in Argentina it's the same and we call it squash too.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know a lot about squashes.
We're just connecting bridges here.
The word squash is funny.
It's great. Great word.
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
Onomatopoeia? I think
squash.
I would guess
squash.
It's a Native American word.
Or Latin. Squash. Etymology. This is the thing we really, this is the important shit we like to talk about.
Yeah.
And I don't have
I had so many opinions about the squash, and I had nothing to say about the rest of the shit.
Let's talk about what maybe is the only story we should ever be talking about. The fact that there are actual UFOs on camera that we've seen.
Doesn't mean they're aliens, man.
That are doing impossible things.
Like, I know.
That shouldn't be possible. That, like, you can hear the pilot on the video being like, holy shit, they're flying against the wind and they're just like going so fast they can't even like, the camera can't even keep up. And then they just like do a 90 degree turn and like shoot off in the other direction.
Yeah. Was that video new?
No, it's an old video, but we had never.
Sky Tic Tac.
So it was provided by Blink 182. Before the dude from Blink 182 and his like Mission to the Stars or Stars Academy, of the Stars thing. And people were like, yeah, it looks like really official Navy stuff. And like a lot of people were saying it's probably real, but the Navy came out and was like, those videos are real, but they weren't supposed to get out, which was
amazing,
which is kind of a weird statement.
The heck was that?
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
I get so happy when I hear about aliens.
Right?
Love them.
Yeah.
So,
but please don't destroy us.
I hope they destroy us, honestly. I'd rather them destroy us.
You know, honestly, you're right. You're right, actually, when I think about it. If we got to die by all together, fucking aliens, I would be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Or to see a big-ass asteroid just come, like, the sun go dark and be like, yo.
I think about that all the time when I'm walking down the street. Like,
do you want
apocalypse? I have annihilation fantasies, too.
Do you want an apocalypse that is over like that, like... sun goes dark and then gone? Or do you want one that, like, you got a couple weeks to say goodbye to your loved
one? No.
Because it'd be chaos
in
the street.
If that was the case, I would do, like, a suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't wait till the end.
It would be too much chaos.
If I knew it was going to end.
I feel like you would see society completely collapse.
Yeah,
and
it would be a disaster.
So I think versus... I would like maybe
2-3 hours.
Yeah, but then even then, those 2-3 hours would be wacky.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like to be like... okay, aliens, cut me a deal. Like, if I'm on vacation with my family, let it happen.
Right.
At least be like, hey, we together, though.
Yeah, we're in the living room.
Check this out. Here they come.
Crack a bottle of wine open.
Because I think I would feel bad if I was, you know, with y'all right now.
Right.
And
this
suck. I would like to see my grandpa. Like, I would like to see some other people real quick.
Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, that's nice. You still
have
offense.
I'm just keeping it real. I don't want anybody to know, because when that shit goes down, inevitably, because I'm with everybody so much, and it happens, I'll be like, you know, it's not how I wanted it. But let's make it work.
I was just going to say, I hope I'm not with my kids and that I'm here with Miles so I can
at least
tell
laugh.
Him how much he means to me. Anyways, the reason they came out and were like, and it's not supposed to get out, but yeah, it's real, is they are encouraging people who witness these UFOs to report them. Because in the past, people who work for the Navy would see them and just be like, well, shit, everyone's going to think we're crazy.
Right.
We, like, you know, say that we saw a UFO. So they're saying, don't call them UFOs. They're UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
Okay. Oh.
And they're just, like, more pissed that these objects are breaking into our airspace without, like, any explanation or warning.
Right, because I was going to say, like, maybe it's like an asteroid or a flying star, but no, they're actually in the under the atmosphere.
Yeah, and they're moving around freely, like, in
they're
directions.
Moving in,
like, it's piloted.
Yeah.
Not just, like, flying into the water. It's, like, stopping. Nope, this way now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What's funny
I'm
in that,
excited.
That
I am
one
too.
Video, too, I just like the excitement of the Navy pilots.
Right. Because
they're like, oh, shit, did you lock on it?
Right.
And it's like, no, man, I'm tracking. Like, you can tell that they're even like, what the fuck are we looking at?
Right.
And I'm excited as a human being because I've not seen anything. This is outside of our realm of understanding.
Yeah.
So are they visiting and taking pictures?
Who knows, man? We have no idea. There's also, like, images.
Imagine if you had an answer for me.
Yeah. So here's actually...
It's actually, the reconnaissance missions actually occurred in the 18th century. this is final planning for invasion.
Right. There are videos of them, like, hovering above the ocean. Now, these aren't, like, the Navy videos, but hovering above the ocean, the ocean's, like, boiling underneath them.
Yeah,
it's
percolating.
So crazy, man.
I mean, whatever it is, we don't know. It's definitely a phenomena.
Yeah.
I say bienvenidos.
Yeah. Thank
you. A los Estados Unidos.
A los Estados Unidos. Bienvenidos. Bienvenidos, mi amigos. Welcome.
Well, so the military is not saying that to people coming to Area 51.
Yeah, because today's the day.
Are lit.
Today's the day.
Today is the day that was initially announced on that Facebook group, Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop Us All.
Yep. Kind of a weird coincidence that other story would come out, like, the day
before. Yeah, I think it came out a few days ago, but Yeah, maybe the Navy is like, look, we're gonna admit it. They're real. Just like, okay,
Go to Area 51.
We don't want to have to shoot you all.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah, that group got canceled because it became so many people were joining, and then the government was like, do not fucking even think about doing this.
And they visited the dude who planned it or who started the group, and they were like, you don't want this. This is not going to go well for you or any of these people.
Where is Area 51?
Nevada.
Right.
Yeah. Nellis Air Force Base facility, I think.
I feel like we all have one friend who would go to that thing. Yeah. I have two at least.
I have three friends I think are going.
Oh, really?
We're definitely thinking about it when this shit
was canceled.
I don't know if they still did it.
People were talking about it almost like it was like Coachella. Like that, right. Yeah. People are gonna go and party to set and up.
Well, that's what they did. I think they did another one called like Alien Stock or Woodstock or UFO Stock thing. But that's gonna be at that Vegas UAP Convention stock. Center or something.
Yeah.
So that's like
that's just for money.
People to like sell like bootleg Bart Simpson Alien T-shirts.
Kind of cool. I'd go.
Also, check out the new Daily Zeitgeist merch where there's bootleg Simpsons. Oh, it's out.
Hell yeah!
Merch announcement. Shoehorned
bootleg
in the middle of a segment.
Simpsons.
Yes.
Zeitgeist shirt.
I love
my favorite yet.
But so then there's also a group called, this new entertainment shopping complex called Area 15 that's in Vegas. Oh. And I think part of their promotional thing is like, hey, man, we don't care if those people quit. We're going and we're going to live stream the whole thing. So if you're on a
shopping complex,
if you're listening to this on Friday morning, check this out. Maybe the live stream's happening. You might be able to see a group of bored people that want to feel what it's like to be shot by guards protecting a secretive military installation.
Just getting turned into hamburger meat.
Yeah. And then also, two Dutch guys, one was a YouTuber and his friend, were arrested for fucking snooping around like past the perimeter fence.
Snooping around. Yeah. I imagine them like ducking.
Yeah, exactly. And then like when the spotlight hits them, they like freeze.
Yeah.
But like when they asked them, they're like, are you here for that dumbass Facebook group? They're like, we're not here for the lols, man. Their quote was,
we're not here for the lulz, your honor.
We're not, my honor, I'm not here for the lulz.
I'm a military guard. What the fuck are you talking about?
They said, the two Dutch guys who were caught, they said, we didn't have any intention to storm it because we leave on the day before the actual storming. So, well, how could we do that? And they said, and we just wanted to, like, quote, go there.
Right. So a thing that I feel like people don't realize is that the gate is not like right next to the warehouse where they keep the aliens.
No.
It's Area 51 has a lot of area. You should like do
it. It's a whole area.
Yeah. There's like miles and miles and then a mountain between you and anything you're going to want to see. So you can't just like sneak past the gate and then like tiptoe around and find what you're looking for.
No.
Yeah, like in their fantasy heads, they're like, oh, there's going to be an alien guard.
There he is.
On like a cigarette break. I'm like, oh shit, putting a cigarette out. Like, I got to get back, man, my shift.
Oh shit, what are we going to find out I smoke?
That or in the movie version, they're like wandering through. It's like the second day, they have barely any water and like, oh, this is a mistake, dude. And they trip on like the secret hatch. That's like the back door into it.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa. And they go down and it's like that coffee break room in Men in Black.
Right.
Where they're like Viennese cinnamon.
Oh my God.
Whatever the coffee flavor.
Viennese cinnamon.
I think that's what one of the guys was
drinking. Recall.
You know why? Because at the time I did not know that Viennese was an adjective form for Vienna. So I was like, did they say Vietnamese cinnamon? And then as a kid, that was really fucking with my head. Then I looked it up. I bought a book that was a shooting script of Men in Black, read the words out loud, and then realized what Vietnamese cinnamon was.
It was fucking you up that Vietnam had its own cinnamon?
I didn't know what it was. I was like, in my mind, I was like, that's not a coffee flavor.
Right.
Because my mom drank, was a coffee snob-ish growing up.
Right.
And I was like, I never heard of no Vietnamese cinnamon. That's how much time I have as a child and even to this day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know so much.
And yet I know so little.
Man. Well, compared to me, you know so much.
Oh,
I don't know anything.
Oh, come on. I know less than you. And we just met.
That's not true, but thank you.
No, it's true.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Humility battle.
You tomorrow.
No, I truly know less than anyone.
No, I'm a fucking idiot. No, honestly, I'm like, I need assistance breathing.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it's been a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Yeah. This was so fun.
I'm going to miss you guys after today.
Well, I'm going to miss you the most.
Hey, look,
who's going to miss me more?
I jumped. I said the most.
You said it
already.
First. Although, yeah. Hey, look, I know who I'm calling if the alien countdown happens.
Right.
And we're in the same area. I'm like, hey.
We'll have a glass of wine.
Have a glass of wine.
Maybe some acid. Maybe
some acid.
Some coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll smoke a blunt just to the face. Just be like, yep, this is how I picture it.
Yeah, me too. And then I'll picture the last alien. 3 hours will last for like 12 hours in my brain.
Hands.
Yeah, just like, do you think the aliens are going to think I'm stupid?
Are my hands so, Jack, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? They're fucking, oh my God, they just vaporized Dan.
What if we looked and there was one outside? With a pumpkin spice mask on.
It's like, you know what? Maybe we'll save your planet.
Right.
If this is what you're doing.
Where can people follow you, find you, see you?
I'm on Twitter at Dances with Tammies. Worst name ever, but it was a long time ago. I don't know. It was
amazing.
A play on Dances with Wolves, which I've never seen.
Which was popular when you joined Twitter.
Right.
Right.
3 years ago. yeah. That's it. And on Instagram, I'm Tamara Yahia.
But with a J.
With Y-A-J-I-A. Oh, yeah. And I have a podcast called Chorizo Talk with Tam Yahia, where I talk about shit and farts the whole time.
For real?
Kind of.
Chorizo.
Why Chorizo Talk?
Because me and my sister eat a different sausage every episode.
Wow.
Nice.
That's the like... We don't even talk about it. Now we just eat it and talk about shit.
Yeah, I want that choripan.
Choripan.
Yeah.
And you sometimes get drunk on Funny or Die.
And I get drunk on Funny or Die and I watch movies I've never seen. I just did Labyrinth with my... No, not Labyrinth. Neverending Story with my sister.
What's the best movie or the movie that you were mad that you were missing out on the most?
Shrek, I think.
You really liked Shrek.
Yeah, I liked it. I wasn't like crazy about it, but it was cool to see, and I'm glad I held off for it.
Yeah, it's a foundational text.
I think
for
so.
American pop culture.
Yeah,
it's our Hammurabi's code.
Yes. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Well, I this isn't a funny tweet, but I'm gonna read it. I have it right here. So this was like 2 days ago, and I just couldn't believe it. It's posted by Newsweek, and it says. Massive semen explosion after blaze hits bull artificial insemination facility. Firefighters forced to dodge projectiles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's...
Wait,
so what was weird about
What's
that?
What's the odor?
You?
Just the thing. a cum factory exploded. Yeah.
Burning cum?
Yeah. Burning cum is the worst.
Imagine being a firefighter having to go to that.
Yeah.
Dodging projectiles.
And being like a homophobic, like toxic bro. It's like, dude, I ain't getting near that. It's a bunch of fucking cum flying at us, dude. No, let that shit burn.
It's bull cum, too.
Bull cum.
But they say it was probably very devastating to that agricultural sector because it was like, they need, that was valuable cum.
Right.
Yeah.
And bulls are, you know, their refractory period takes a while. I think saying that's bull cum instead of bull crap is a good is a good new direction to take.
That would be so jarring.
Man, that's BC.
What? Before
bull
Christ?
Cum.
Oh.
Do you think it's white? Like male cum?
Like human cum?
Yeah.
Is cum another color? Hey, if you're a veterinarian, let us know.
Yeah, are there other colors?
Yellower?
Cums? There must be, because I mean animals have like other colored blood. It can't be that cum is the great equalizer.
Maybe there's like pieces of something in it.
like pieces of me.
It's like birthday cake. birthday cake cum with like
funfetti.
Colored funfetti in it.
The doctor sees that as like, you should stay right here. Yeah. I need to call the CDC.
Oh my God.
If you have funfetti cum, dial in.
Funfetti cum is great. Like just funfetti shout out or just regular confetti.
Confetti, that's dry. That would be dry.
It made a little like
that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Corn noise. Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Now get ready for this tweet because it's so on point with the conversation we're having. It's from at Stealing Valerie. Beto O'Rourke. This shit is fucked up, everyone. What's your plan to fix it? Beto to his advisors. Should I start saying come now?
What's your plan to fix it?
Should I start saying come now?
That's amazing.
Or what?
Should I start saying
so
oh,
good.
No.
The fuck?
My tweet,
I mean, worth a shot.
My tweet is also on topic, and it's from you, Mara Yahia.
Oh, my God.
Masturbating is crazy. You just poke or tug at your genitalia, and a sauce comes out.
These are all related.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It is a sauce.
Yeah.
Salsa golf.
It is.
Salsa golf.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be?
We're going to just ride into the sunset, into the weekend. This is a track from Kali Uchis featuring Steve Lacy, one of my favorites. It's called Just a Stranger, and it's funky, you know what I mean? And we like to go into the weekend with a little funk in our trunk.
Yeah. Riding out of season 100 with a little funk in our trunk.
A little funk in our trunk because we don't use bidets.
That's right. Is this one of the ones you were playing this morning?
No, actually. This one I was playing on loop on my way in.
Okay.
And then I was like, I don't think I should just keep this looping in the office. But this is a wonderful track.
All right.
And yeah, enjoy that. And yeah, have a good weekend.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this week. 100 seasons in the books.
Books.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you in Daily Zeitgeist 101. Talk to you then. Bye.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my hundreds. She wants my hundreds. She's a hurricane. Feel the earthquake. If the devil was asleep, she'd knock him wide awake. And if you were her, you'd never know. I think you'd do it too. But if it takes one to know.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.